Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Wiegman, in the house, slabbing Mike.
The slab daddy.
Slab daddy. I feel like I need to be an announcer, say slab daddy.
Yeah, that's right.
How'd you get that nickname?
Two old men that hung out at the marina.
Yeah?
That's what they started calling me one day, and it just spread, and I just like, well, I'll just embrace it and name the business that, and we'll just go with it.
Next thing you know, side of your boat, it's a slabbing mics.
That's right. There we go.
What is a slab? Is that just where people die and they pull them in and out?
Yeah.
No.
No, actually, the lake I always fished on, Lake Ellsworth, my grandpa owned part of it before it was flooded.
Right.
So he taught me everything that was there before the water was there.
Oh.
So when nobody else could catch them, I could go get them.
You're one of those guys that knows where all the good spots are.
Everything that was there before the water.
When did you start guiding? We'll just start at the beginning. When did you start guiding? Do you happen to know?
It happened probably 2015. You know, people would ask me, can you show me how you're doing it? And I just started with, you know, yeah, come on. I didn't charge them any money or anything, you know. And
right.
One guy just started giving me a tip, and I realized I could make money just by taking people out there. So there it went from there. And then, you know, LiveScope just increased it after that, you know.
Right.
And then everybody wanted to go fishing. And then COVID really,
really pushed
made
it.
Everybody want to go fishing. So
right.
It really just worked out.
Wow.
Good timing, I guess.
That is good timing. Yeah. But so you spend most of your time guiding.
Yeah, that's all that, right? I do, yeah.
That's all you do?
I try to fish every day till noon at least.
Right.
And then I go work on a trolling motor or a boat.
And that's a kind of a secondary new job that you have now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I just started that within the last year.
Is fixing trolling motors.
Yeah.
Is there a certain brand or does it
matter? No, I'm actually about to be authorized by Minn Kota and Motor Guide. And I'm hoping they'll approve me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, be an authorized
service
repair. Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah, because where I live, you know, I got Grand Lake of the Cherokees, Hudson.
Right.
Ulagaw. I'm pretty much right in the middle of all three. And the nearest service center is all the way to Broken Arrow, about an hour away.
Wow.
So I can get that done. I'll be the closest one, you know.
Yeah. Wow, that'll be a good deal.
Yeah.
So let's just start a normal day of guiding. Someone calls you up. How's that usually go?
90%, I never even talk to them. They book on my website. I get a ding.
Yeah.
That they booked it, the date, the time. And I make sure I always call everybody the night before just to touch base. But other than that, I normally don't even talk to them until the day before. And
really?
We're about to get out there, yeah. 90% of the business is all the website.
Wow. How do you know what they all want to live scope? Is that it? Or how do you know what you're going to, like, bring for rods?
If they're
going
to bring kids on the website.
Oh, well, tell us about that.
How many kids you have.
Right.
What lake you want to go to. I even have options for a ramp. If you prefer to go to the closest ramp to your house.
Really?
We'll just go there. You know, you can find the fish somewhere around there. It's usually not too hard.
Really?
So you got all the options for all the lakes.
Like food, too?
They do have I do have a spot where they can, for extra fee, some sandwiches will show up, too, and some drinks, you know.
Wow. That's pretty nice.
Nobody's ever done it, but yeah.
Oh, no,
it's there.
Everyone's bringing their own stuff. They want their own drinks and stuff
they
like
know
that.
What they want,
so,
you know. They bring a cooler most of the time.
So let's just run through the four seasons. Well, let's just do spring, summer.
Okay.
Because this will air somewhere spring, summer.
Right.
If someone is going fishing that time of year, what can they kind of expect?
Well, if it's just now warming up, I'll say beginning of April.
Let's say, maybe a month or 6 weeks from now.
Yeah.
Spawn, post-spawn, and getting that way.
Right now, they're kind of staging up in the creek channels and stuff. And they're going to move up. On Hudson, especially, they move up pretty far up the creeks and the rivers. You really got to go after them if you want to catch them up there. Now, there'll be some in the main lake, but a lot of them will just all of a sudden disappear. And that's where they've gone, you know, into 2 or 3 foot of water that you don't even look at because your graph's all red. And if you just go ahead and go over there, though, it's usually pretty good. Or start chunking corks way over there, you know, whatever you got to do. And then they'll kind of pull out of there, and then they will just take off and go back to the main lake and the main river channel. So
that's that, will they go to the first deep channel swing and then
start
out to the point?
That way, right?
Yeah.
And come out to, like, where the creek meets the river.
Uh-huh.
You'll start seeing them along the river, And then it'll be like overnight, they're just gone. And so you got to go back to the lake, and there they are. It's like they traveled 2 or 3 miles overnight. I don't know.
And you, so besides you know, scoping them, you'll throw corks and you'll.
Oh, yeah, that's the fun
stuff. I mean, you'll go over and do that, too. It just depends on what the fish are doing.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of ways to fish without the live scope if the conditions are right.
Uh-huh.
But when the fish are all just roaming around, you got to either troll or live scope, you know.
Right. And do you troll?
I used to a lot. I still have everything. My kids love doing it. So if we get kids in the boat, though, 9 times out of 10.
Trolling stuff's coming.
Kids can catch them like that.
And what are you trolling? Like jigs?
Crankbaits and jigs, yeah.
Crankbaits and jigs? Oh,
yeah.
Good.
No planer boards, though. That's something I learned from the Ninja last year. I got some in my boat, though, now.
Oh, you do?
I've been playing with them now. It's a learning curve for sure.
It's hard to beat the Ninja crappie.
Yeah, he got it
because
right.
he is the master.
Right. Yeah, he's got it down.
What's it? Is it master? Sensei.
Yeah.
Is he the sensei of
double black belt or whatever?
double black belt. He flat out catches them.
He does.
We learned that last year.
Yeah, last year we caught one fish between me and my buddy.
And he comes. I was with him.
Yeah.
I was with him, and we brought in 9
big
crappie.
Good.
Yeah.
Live scope did not win that one.
No, that was a whooping. That's for sure. And I was glad I was on the other side of the whooping for once.
Yeah.
I was on the right side of the whooping.
And I seen it happen that whole week. We were out there in them trees, and the guys in the little John boat with no live scope were catching them.
Uh-huh.
And calling us cheaters. And we're like, I ain't even got one in 3 days, man. I don't know what to tell you. You're catching way more than I am.
You're kind of making up for it this year.
Yeah,
you guys are really focused in on that. And you think that's what really... Like a guide, like you being a guide, being able to focus on like a technique or a reservoir. Do you also say like, hey, look, Hudson's hot. We need to go there because look, it's on fire. And if we go this other lake, it could be just an average.
Now, if all three are doing good, I'll just let it go. But if one's a definite misfire, I'll call and tell them we're going to have to adjust because, you know, they're only 30 miles apart. So.
Right. And they do. They get hot, don't they?
Yeah, they do
rotate.
Because
they're kind of three different lakes.
They do rotate, which one's really, really good. It kind of go in a circle, you know.
Give us the name of the lakes again.
Grand Lake of the Cherokees.
Right.
Hudson Lake and Ulaga Lake.
Okay, so is Grand Lake more of a boat dock, brush pile lake?
Definitely, yeah.
Right?
There are roamers, but you really got to get the right area
of
the river channels and stuff. But there's a lot of docks like...
Uh-huh.
You could catch crappie too. You're just sick of it year round on some dock out there. You know, you
might
have to find the right one, but for some reason, there's always one that's loaded.
Do you think the key is looking for rod holders on their boat dock?
No, because they all got those.
Not all of them got them.
Some of them got,
some of them got lots of, and they're older docks, and
you
got
kind of tell,
and they got the sink.
Oh, like yeah, they got the cutting board and the sink. You got to go look at that one. Yeah, you got to.
You know that dude's catching them.
Or the big fish basket that goes crank handle. You know, if they got that heavy-duty basket, they're catching some fish. Most likely.
So what's the other one? Ulagog.
Ulagog.
So tell us a little bit about that. A lot of people probably don't even know about that lake.
Ulagog is its own monster. It's literally 40 miles long.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I think it's 40 miles if you go that way. And it can turn into the ocean really quickly. It's wide open, north and south. So you get that north and south wind, and it's bad. But, like, in the summertime, if the wind will let you fish, man, it's an amazing place. You can catch lots of big fish.
Really? Is that scoping them or what?
Yeah.
What technique?
Well, you can actually just dip trees there because they'll go up to that north side where it's shallow in the summertime. They get in that hot water. And there's so many trees, you could just literally just go one to the
next.
Isn't
that crazy how shallow it seems like crappie get
in
Oklahoma? Be like 104, like, you don't even have to cook that one, dude.
No,
you just catch
done.
It.
Yeah.
Like he's sushi.
Done. If you get them out of the boat, you better put them right on ice because they're gone.
And what's the last reservoir you're fishing?
Lake Hudson.
Hudson. Now, I don't know much about Hudson.
Grand Lake runs into Hudson. It's below the
dam. Oh, it does.
Yeah, so about Grand Lake, and it spill over the dam into Hudson.
Into Hudson. And right. So how, what's Hudson mostly? Is it standing timber, or what is it?
Okay, it's pretty much like a river till you get to the far, far south. Yeah. And then it's kind of a reservoir. You could, you know, they could do some pleasure boating down there, but most of it, if you get out of the channel, you're probably going to hit a tree.
So that's good for crappie fishing.
It's awesome. The edge of the channel is loaded with timber, you know.
And that keeps the traffic down, there. Too, then.
Everybody's scared to go there, yeah. They don't want to tear their boat up, or you don't have too much boat traffic out there. No, you're good. It's all fishermen. That's it.
All fishermen.
No tubers, no jet skis.
Wow.
Fishermen. Now, you get to the far, far south, sometimes you'll have some pleasure boats, but really, there are not that many.
Let's talk a little bit about the equipment you use. You have crappie brakes. You have lithium batteries. What else are you pinned away, squirreled up inside that boat?
So this old boat I got, and I've pretty much just built what I thought would be the ultimate crappie boat. It's an 84 Champion.
Right.
And so I gutted it, put pumps. I got ballast where I can flood it and make it heavier.
Right.
I got oxygen, air, 280-pound trolling motors on the back, one on the front.
Crappie brakes.
Five lithiums. Mm-hmm. Lowrance, Garmin. And about it.
That's about it. Because you couldn't put nothing else in it.
I got to stack my rods off a chair because I ain't no room in the rod box. It's full of batteries and everything else.
Tell us a little bit about brakes. Crappie brakes. Everyone brakes wants to know crappie brakes are real hot in the bass world. Thinks they just developed crappie. They think they developed brakes. And it's like, dude, these
were
how
years.
Long have you had yours?
I want to say the first time we put them on would be probably 2.5-3 years ago.
All right.
I can tell you how we figured it out was that guy won the Crappie Masters. I can't think of his name now that I need to. No, it wasn't Hayden. It was, 3 years ago, Crappie Masters National Champion, I think it was. Well, he walked everybody over and said, this is how I did it. And he had two trolling motors on the back. And I said, that's the best idea I've ever heard of.
Wow.
So I went and got two of them, too. You know, it just made sense. Right. Why not back up, you know? Uh-huh. How many times did you go too far?
And that's it. You know? You overrun. You overshoot them.
Well, you know, you see it. You want to go hurry up and get them. But then you realize you're on the water. And
you know, we heard today that someone now has it. So he pushes one button, pushes the other, but only one moves at a time, not both of them.
Oh, yeah.
And then that gets sideways. it to turn that boat and situate it. And
yeah,
so,
that makes sense. That'd be good. Yeah,
now look at what you're going to do like tonight. Now. What time is it?
I order some switches, man.
He'll be out there. It's like 9:30. He'll be out there like changing
the
switches.
There goes the money, man. We got to do something different. No, yeah, it's over. Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Got to keep up.
If you could give someone who's going out there crappie fishing in Oklahoma, around your region, what would it be? What would be your tip for them to catch more fish? Not bigger fish, but just more fish. People like catching fish.
Don't move the jig.
Okay.
Let it sit there.
All right.
Don't jig it.
Don't jig it.
Don't bounce it.
All right.
Don't pick it up and down 4 feet. Just don't do nothing.
Don't do nothing.
If you can find a way to make it not move, they seem to want to.
Isn't that impossible?
It's the hardest thing in the world.
As a guide, because isn't the person that's in the boat going like, oh, I'll just pick it up?
Well, you know, and their grandpa told them to jig it, you know, his whole life. You got to move it. But
right.
Once we could see what the fish was doing, we realized we scared half of them off.
Said, no more of that.
No more of that. And then you got the waves and the wind and the fish is moving and the live scope's moving and the rod's moving. Everything's moving and you're trying to tell them to hold it still. So it's a fun day, you know.
There you go.
And then hopefully everything culminates to this little bitty dot and the jig and the fish line up the same spot at the same time, you know. If that happens, you usually catch them.
There you go. That's how easy it is.
That's how easy it is.
And if it's not that easy for you, I recommend you talking to Mike.
Yeah. Or spend 700 days in a row out there and you'll probably get it.
700 days. Hey, that takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time sponsored by Pico Lures. Pico Lures has a complete line of hard and soft baits. All of those things you want to catch those crappie on. you can guarantee you that Pico Lure's got it. A lot of different colors, even pointer shads is, that's what I've been using to catch them down here some, a little bit when I tie them on the poles. But you can check them out at picolures.com. Michael, Slabbin' Mike.
Slabbin'.
Where can they get hold of you?
Slabbin' Mike's GuideService.com with two B's.
Two B's.
Yeah.
Two B's. Two B? Two B.
Two B's in the two slab because somebody named Mr. Crappie's already got the SLB. So I got the SLBV.
There you go. BB, baby. No, that's all right. That's cool. Website? Give them the information.
SlabbinMike'sGuideService.com.
Yep.
Or you can call me at 405-420-7868.
There you go. We're going to wrap it up. Always a good time having you on there. So
great to be
here. We'll have you on again, too. So we'll get it going. Like I always like to end the show, make sure you keep your hook sharp. Lures in the water.